Well, we're all here. This is the August 5 City Council meeting with a work session beginning at 5:30. Finance and funds.
All right.
Finance Director Seco Salmanen is on deck.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
So what do you call this, Riley?
We put the fun in funds.
Okay, that's only for nerds. Nerds like me.
I don't know.
Is that what you put on the website?
No.
I was concerned. Okay, so this first slide, this is what the auditors define a fund being. And I know reading through it, it's clear as mud. So I'm going to go through and explain what self-balancing is. And a fund is basically, you have your beginning cash, as it states, set of accounts, recording cash and other financial sources. So you have your beginning cash, your revenues, then your expenditures, and then an ending fund balance. And you've probably heard that many times, ending fund balance or beginning fund balance. And funds are for a purpose for carry on specific activities. So that's basically what a fund is. Just any questions on that part? I'll define it a little bit more. Can everybody hear me? So self-balancing is basically debit equal credits. So if you, in every organization, you have accounting, debit equal credits. So a fund has to have debit equal credits. I'm not going to go into what debits and credits are because there are so many different variations of what a debit is. A debit can be a credit at times and a credit can be a debit at times. So just know debit equal credits. The financial activities, so you have to properly record financial activities. So all of your expenditures, they reduce the fund balance. All your revenues, they increase the fund balance. So that's kind of the basic thing about funds. Segregated for purpose of carrying on specific activities. So it's that's why we set up a fund. Your specific activities, you've heard of the general fund. We have all of the departments in there besides water, sewer, storm. And in this example I have, water is one fund, and it's to record all the sales of water sales and all the maintenance and operations, all the expenditures. Again, you have a beginning balance, you have an ending balance, you have your revenues, you have your expenditures, okay? There is an RCW. A fund is considered a separate legal entity. One fund cannot benefit from another fund. So let's say the police department, they're giving a vehicle to another department. Water department. They cannot just give it. The water fund has to purchase the vehicle because one fund cannot benefit from another fund. If you have a loan, interfund loans, you've dealt with those. So let's say that the water fund gives a loan to the sewer fund, they have to pay interest because, again, one fund cannot benefit from another, and you have to pay interest on that loan, even though it's all the city's money.
Well, so this is where the principle that you can't take money from the general fund and put it into the water fund. You can't take general fund revenue and put it into the wastewater treatment plant, correct? From this RCW, essentially?
Yes, there are certain rules. Like the water fund, you cannot take from the water, sewer, storm fund and just give it to the general fund. You can't do that. But there are some elements where you can actually, from the general fund, because the general fund is the general fund, it doesn't go into any other specific account, and I'll talk about the general fund coming up, but you can put money into water, sewer, storm from the general fund, but you can't do it the reverse.
Can't go the opposite.
You cannot, yeah. So, and it'll make more sense as I go through this. So there are three fund categories. And we'll go through the fund categories, and then there are fund types within the categories. So the first one is governmental funds, and that is basically the taxes supported by taxes, grants, your property taxes, your sales tax, There are tons of revenues that go into it, but those are like the main, the largest revenue sources for the governmental funds. And this is the budget that is legally adopted every year, and it's short-term in nature. We have an annual budget, and there is a biennium budget that some cities have, so that's 2 years. And then the other fund is proprietary funds. Those are like a business. They're also called enterprise funds, and that is your water fund, your sewer fund, your storm fund. They are more like a business. They sell a commodity, they get money for it, it operates like a business. So that's the best way to think of it. It's like a business. So does that make sense? Okay. Then the third category, fiduciary funds. Those are just custodial. We are the custodians of the money. It is not revenue for us. We hold it, we bring the money in, we hold it, we give it out. The exact same. We don't make money on it at all. So we have things like the court system. We bring in money and then we have to write a check to the state. So that is fiduciary funds. There are many funds that, types that go into fiduciary funds, and I'll talk about those as we go along. BARS number. I know staff has heard, we talk about BARS numbers all the time. BARS number, it stands for Budgeting, Accounting, and Reporting System. And in the for-profit world, it is a general ledger account number. It's part of your chart of accounts. And in government, it's called the BARS number. And I have a couple examples up here. The first one is sales tax. That is a BARS number. That's your general ledger number for sales tax. And that is in the general fund. And I circled the very first digit, 001, that is the general fund. Every single BARS number that starts with 001 is the general fund. So I'll bring those up when we start the budget workshops. And because I have all the BARS numbers are on there, and I'll point those out when that happens in October. The next one is another example, is the water fund, the water sales. That is the BARS number, the general ledger account number for water sales, and the very first three digits, 401, that is the water fund.
Yeah. So if I went to any state, or I'm sorry, if I went to any city in the state, would their sales tax BARS number be the same? So are the BARS numbers kind of part of the general accounting practice?
That is a good question. And there's a group of numbers, BARS numbers, fund numbers that cities can choose from. There's a set of numbers within that number that the state, they dictate what that number will be. So for instance, in the sales tax, the 31315, it tells you where that goes, what, and it's specifically for sales tax.
Okay.
In the water sales, 34340, that's going to be in the water fund. The 401, that there's some discretion there.
Okay.
For cities. But we'll understand a little bit more as I go along. So fund type. So within that category, the governmental fund, there is the general fund, which you have all heard us talk about the general fund. It's also the current expense fund. It's our main operating fund. And the government can only have one general fund. And I know you're seeing six funds up there, but we can have from the numbers up there from 000 to 099, we can have funds, that many funds, that's the general fund. At the end of the year, when we report to the state, they only want to see one fund. So that's why they're saying we can only have one general fund. Every single one of these funds that are listed up there have a beginning balance, beginning cash balance, have revenues coming in, have expenditures going out, and have an ending balance. Every single one of those. But at the end of the year, I have to roll it up into one beginning balance, one set of revenues, one set of expenditures, and one ending balance, and it is all under the 001. So that's our current expense fund, 001. But for managerial purposes, if we want to, you know, there's the LEF retiree fund. We want to keep money in there. We want to make sure we have money in there. We transfer in there. We hold a balance, and it's just for the retirees, the LEF 1 retirees. Solid waste, we want to see what's coming in, and we transfer out of that fund to cover other expenses. So it's basically internally managing the funds and seeing where these go. Does that make sense?
I have to ask, where's 006? Why is that skipped?
There are some funds, I don't know what it originally was. There was something, and it's been inactivated, and, you know, or I don't know. I don't know that for sure without looking it up. Or it was just picked, you know. In the for-profit world, when you put general account number, general ledger account numbers, you don't have to go in order, you know. But I'd have to see what it was, but it is an inactive account. It could have been something.
So it might be a premature question, but then, so you say that when you report to the state that the general fund has to be kind of all put
all
one,
in one.
One set of numbers. That does not include the enterprise funds, correct?
No, okay. No. This is just the general fund.
Okay.
It does in a way, but okay. We'll find out soon. We'll find out soon.
How many funds do we have? Up to 99?
Oh, for the general fund, we have these 6.
Okay.
For the general fund. Okay. So then in the governmental fund, again, remember these are supported by taxes, grants. So we're still in the governmental fund category, but these are special revenue funds. These are all the 100 series, the 100 through 199. And these are the ones that City of Ferndale has, the ones that you see up on the screen. And these are special revenue, which is special revenue. It is restricted, committed for a specific purpose, not debt and not capital projects. So the street fund, you know, that's for operating the streets. We bring in transportation benefit district funds, the TBD. We have grants for that, for some of the capital projects. Park mitigation, those are impact fees. If you wanted to mention anything park impacted, those fees go into
park projects.
Park projects. Yeah. Traffic mitigation, same thing. That is specifically meant for traffic. We have criminal justice. Those are specific monies coming in, and we have to put it into a fund. And there, every year I have to do a calculation to see if those funds can stay in special revenue funds. There's a certain percentage of your revenue that has to be committed and restricted. You can bring in other funds into, like, the streets, which we do. But it has to be, a certain percentage has to come from, like, TBD. It has to come from grants. It has to be specific for that. We can bring in solid waste, but if it was mostly solid waste money in the street fund, we couldn't have it as a special revenue fund anymore.
How big is our unpaid fines in the criminal justice fund up to now? Do you keep track anymore?
It's million.
Yeah. It was like $1.6 million, I think, when I left.
Many of those with the fines are over 10 years old, where the if those people tried to come in and pay, they might not actually still be able to pay it, because they're not fines that can still be collected because of changes at the state level. So it's a theoretical owing.
Yeah. Not something to worry about.
No.
Just wanted to know. Thanks.
These funds, the criminal justice, local criminal justice, do not have anything to do with those. These are monies that come from the state. And the first one, criminal justice, it comes from the state based on population. All the cities get the money, and also on special programs like domestic violence or child abuse. And then the local criminal justice, county has assessed a tax, a
sales tax, and that portion, we get a portion of that money. We get around, I want to say it's around a couple hundred thousand for it, if I remember correctly. But so those come from the state. Okay, any questions on special revenue? All right. So this, again, is still the governmental funds. This is debt service funds. So all the 200 series are just debt payments, principal and interest for all the debt payments that all of you have approved. And they have to come out of the 200 series funds. So that's long-term debt. So then we go into the proprietary funds, and so that's the category. These are the enterprise funds, and that is the 400 series. So the 401, sewers, 402, you have all of them here. Debt comes out of, did I miss one?
I did miss one, sorry.
Governmental funds, capital projects funds, 300 series. So the Thornton project, so you want to use this for capital projects because if you put it into your general fund, it really distorts it. Let's say you have a project like the Thornton project and it's millions of dollars. Well, from year to year, it really distorts your general fund if you keep it in there. So you have a separate fund for it. And again, it has a beginning cash balance, your revenues coming in, your grants, and then all the expenditures and an ending fund balance. So these we open up for just the capital projects. REIT 1 and 2, the real estate excise tax 1 and the excise tax 2, those are meant for capital projects. So they're in the 300 fund series because the money goes to capital projects. Whatever's in our comprehensive plan, our comprehensive improvement plan, and the GMA. And this can also be, REIT money can be spent for water projects and for other it has specific items that you can spend it. It's a whole list of it, and there are some things that you can't spend it for. So there are restrictions.
REIT wouldn't be, hold on, let me get the right term. Yeah, I'm missing it now. Wouldn't REIT be more like a pass-through, though?
Yeah,
Or these REIT funds that are collected and then placed in this special fund to be spent in.
And then we transfer it out into the different areas. Like we could transfer REIT money into the Thornton project, which we will be doing. But it's basically the revenue comes in and then we make a transfer. We don't have a capital project within the REIT fund. Does that make sense?
Well, and that's very similar to like the traffic impact fees, complete streets, and others might be transferred into Fund 370 depending on the way that the finance director and the public works director think is the best way to fund that capital project.
So that you wouldn't think of that then as a pass through necessarily?
Well, essentially, but it's in this because it is specifically for capital projects. But yes, it goes into the capital projects.
Okay.
So now we've got the enterprise fund. So that's the 400 series, and this is like a business. We would also have capital projects for, like, the wastewater treatment plant would be under the 400 series. Anything that has to do with the enterprise funds. Is in the 400 series debt. And this is another one of those, Councilmember Hansen had the question about rolling up. We actually have to roll up the enterprise funds, the ones like 404, the 408, 409, those have to be separate. Rolled up into either water, sewer, or storm.
Okay, so you can key the main enterprise funds separate, but anything that's kind of like a subcategory of that has to be rolled up into the main.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. Right. How long does Central City go? Do you remember, Greg?
a long time. I thought it was 1 year, but we're paying it off faster, aren't we?
We're paying it off faster because we are charging, in the water bill, we charge like $75 per customer. We have about 120 customers in that, and we charge them $75 each time. So we are paying it. Anything that comes in, we make a debt payment on it.
Yeah.
So,
20 that's lower now?
Well, that's what I understood.
We're quite a bit lower.
And we got a grant for that.
We did. Half of it was written off.
And it cost a little bit less than I think they expected, and so they just kept the payment the same, but we're paying it off faster, so hopefully it won't be 20 years.
Oh, absolutely. It will not be 20 years, for sure.
Yeah. Thank you.
And then in the proprietary funds, we have the internal service funds, all the 500 series, and that's the computer repair and replacement and the equipment repair and replacement, and each department pays into it, and that's where the expenditures go out of. If we purchase a vehicle, it comes out of this fund, and at the end of the year, it's kind of all balanced out and divvied up. It's a whole nother, we need a whole nother hour for this, these two funds.
Wasn't there some discussion about a vehicle fund in this section as well? Or
yes, it's the 550 fund.
Okay, so that.
So if we purchase a vehicle, then we transfer in money in to this fund.
Okay.
And things come out of computer repair and replacement. If somebody's computer breaks, money comes out of this fund. We keep track of where it comes from every department. At the end of the year, it's this true up of who really spent the money. And some of it is just software maintenance that goes to every department, kind of that type of fund. The auditors have really been looking at these recently. I think they did some budget amendments on this too earlier in the year. So there's that. And then the 600 series, those are the custodial funds. And again, this is really a pass-through fund. This money comes in and it goes out. It has nothing to do with us. We do not get any revenues from it. We don't spend money. It's just a pass-through account. And it's the courts, basically. That's what it is. We get money in, and then we have to pay the state.
And no credit back for fines not paid as it increases or goes?
No. Okay. This is completely a pass-through account.
These are much different than like the REITs.
Pardon?
This is much different than the REITs.
Much different. And the reason it's different is because it goes to an external organization, whereas the REIT money, we transfer it. We just transfer it within the city.
Right. So it's not really, it's more like a The REITs would be more like almost like a transfer fund.
Transfer, exactly. Yeah. Whereas this is actually money coming in and going out outside of the city to another organization.
It was never ours.
Never ours.
Yeah.
Right. Never ours. So, any questions?
Questions to council.
Okay.
Well done. Council, we have about 7 minutes before showtime.